So yes, this is a topic that brings up some emotions. And again, come see us at the Lipson booth. Tell us, you know, at PodFest, tell us why we're wrong on this. But again, I agree with you, Elsie, everything you said. And they're neat features. But at the end of the day, if the apps that people are using to consume podcasts don't support it, it's just, did a tree make any noise that fell in the forest if no one's around to hear it?
And if you, it's not like you have to come to a PodFest booth and tell us how we're wrong. I would love to have you approach and say, hey, I'd love to talk about this, right? Because it's true. Like, again, I personally think that they're really cool. I just having a hard time explaining it to my own people, right? And that's where I've been, I'm like, how do I even explain this? Again, getting back to the point, people right now, we're still at the point where for new podcast listeners, for people who are just stepping into the podcasting industry, consumption, not even industry, podcasting listeners, right? We're getting them now to the point where we have to just let them know there are other apps you could use other than Spotify. Or if they find us on YouTube, we have to teach them there are other apps. There's Apple Podcasts, there's Overcast, there's like Pocket Cast. It's a great app. Like some folks are not using other apps other than Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We're still there and they don't know. So that's where I'm stuck, where it's like, should I spend time explaining about podcasting 2.0 or explaining that there is an app called Pocket Casts? It's actually really cool. You could do all of these things in the app. They would go, oh yeah, I could see why I would use that app.